Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Sad news with the passing of Monkees band member Peter Tork, who died on Thursday at the age of 77. Tork was a bassist and keyboardist for the beloved 60s pop rock group, who started out only pretending to play their instruments on their self-titled TV show and turned that into a decade-strong career.
People say we're monkeys around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Of course, the Brit Awards were on yesterday in London, and Hugh Jackman opened the show with a performance of The Greatest Show from his hit musical The Greatest Showman. Hugh took to the stage in a silver suit with an entourage of acrobats and backing dancers. Oh yeah. Later, Pink took to the stage to perform a medley of some of her biggest hits, including her latest single, Walk Me Home. In addition to delivering impressive aerial moves and dancing through fire and the rain, Pink was recognised with the Outstanding Contribution to the Music Award. The 1975 Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, Dua Lipa and Little Mix also gave some outstanding performances on the night.
And the winners, George Ezra won Best Male Artist, Georgia Smith Best Female Artist. Calvin Harris scored one award for Best Producer and Best Single with Dua Lipa for One Kiss. Best International Male went to Drake and Best International Female went to Ariana Grande, with the Carters taking out the Best International Group, giving their speech via satellite in front of a portrait of Meghan Markle.
Thank you so much to the Brit Awards for this incredible honour. You guys have always been so supportive. Everything is love. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did Jay-Z say you're welcome?
Yeah.
He's so weird.
He is. The first full trailer for the upcoming Elton John biopic Rocketman is here, and Taron Egerton is very convincing as the legendary Sir Elton as he belts out Tiny Dancer.
So how does it feel to be a star?
It's never going to last.
Let's just enjoy it while we can.
First sleeping arrangements, kid. All of this is gone.
I just hope you realise you're choosing a life of being alone forever.
Don't you want to just sing without this ridiculous paraphernalia?
People don't pay to see Reg White. They pay to see Elton John.
Sorry. I know.
Rocket Man hits cinemas May 31.
Speaking of biopics, Chris Hemsworth is going to be playing professional wrestler Hulk Hogan.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. The movie, which will feature on Netflix, will follow Hogan's rise to fame and is still under works, but The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed some details, like the producing lineup: Michael Sugar, Todd Phillips, Bradley Cooper and Chris Hemsworth also on there as well. Now, apparently, Hulk Hogan himself said to producers, "You know who will be good? That guy that did that action movie. Thor." And they got him.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.